disappointing, obviously, going for the hat-trick of wins at home. I think if you look back and analyse the game, we had more than enough chances and getting in good areas, obviously, to take the 3 points. It was disappointing to lose the goal right at the end. As the gaffer says, if you're not going to win a game, you certainly don't lose it, you take the point. But we need to pick ourselves up now for a big game on Saturday.
What do you think the big difference was? I think he highlighted decision-making at times. What do you think the big difference was between the Scunthorpe game and the Crewe game?
I think he's right when he says decision-making. Everything seemed to fall into place against Scunthorpe on Tuesday night, and we took our chances and won the game comfortably. I think, obviously, on Saturday we got in good areas and never created the right chances for certain people. And the chances we did create was Crewe defended really well and they made some fantastic blocks. So on another day we could easily have won the game. But Saturday just wasn't meant to be.
Do you think that it's been a bit of a trend for most of the season that just as you seem like you're going to get into your stride, there seems to have been a result like this just to check that back a little bit?
Yeah, the season has been a bit stop-start, but I think that's due to the fact that we've a lot of new players in as well. You know what I mean? And we've had a lot of injuries to certain people. Obviously, Saturday was disappointing, but we've got a big game on Saturday and hopefully we can put things right again.
Can you understand the frustrations of the fans as well? I mean, they turn up, they're expecting to win, aren't they? But given that Crewe had lost the last three games, and you know, are you frustrated not to sort of give them that further belief that you are going to do it this year?
Yeah, I can see where the frustration is coming from. But we're still sitting fifth in the table, 5 points ahead of the team in seventh with seven games to go. So we're firmly in the playoffs, but it's not cemented yet. We've got seven games to go, and the sooner we can pick up some more wins and actually cement that place, the better. Obviously, Saturday they came along expecting us to beat Crewe, but in this league you're never guaranteed to win any game. You need to go out and earn the right to take 3 points. Saturday, I think we had enough chances and got in enough good areas to do that, and as I say, it just wasn't meant to be on the day. I think come at the end of the season, if also we played Chesterfield last day, if we're in the top six and we have a chance of getting promoted and in the playoffs, then I think that definitely will be forgot about and we'll be focusing on obviously the games ahead. But we've still got a lot of hard work to do to get there. The most important thing now is actually getting there. But as I said, we've not got any given right to be there. We need to earn the right, and we've still got seven games to go. There's a lot of hard work ahead, but if we get there, as you said, I'm sure that people forget about what's happened earlier in the season.
There's a chasing pack as well who are trying to catch up with you, and one of those teams is Barnsley. Can you quite believe the run that they've been on to be at one point almost struggling to stay in the division and now very much in the hunt for the top six?
Well, when the gaffer came in here last year, they've seen the turnaround. We obviously had a fantastic run, and obviously Lee Johnson's went in there and they've managed the same thing. I think the change in management obviously galvanises teams, and it's certainly done that for Barnsley. It'll be a different game obviously to last weekend. Crewe are obviously fighting for their lives and came and hit us in the counter-attack. Barnsley will be at home, and I'm certain that they won't be sitting behind the ball. They'll obviously, they're looking to catch us, so they'll come at all guns blazing and hopefully we'll make for an exciting game. I think obviously the game earlier in the season, we totally dominated the game, and I think they scored for a set piece and they never really created much after that. But so that was disappointing, but hopefully on Saturday we can go there full of confidence, pick ourselves up for last week, you know, and hopefully rectify what happened earlier in the season and take 3 points.